Eyre Crowe's painting, Slaves Waiting for Sale, captured the tense moments before a slave auction in Richmond, when men, women, and children quietly awaited a future of separation, suffering, and cruelty. Exhibited at London's Royal Academy of Arts in 1861, the painting had a big impact, says University of Virginia professor Maury McInnes.
An exhibition that opened only a few weeks after the American Civil War had begun. And so it was all the talk in London, because everybody understood that this painting showed, as one of the critics said, the accursed guilt of that system. It had the ability to bring British attention to the reason the Civil War was being fought.
McInnes wrote a book about Crowe, his paintings, and the Southern slave trade, and curated the Library of Virginia's to-be-sold exhibit, which features the artist's paintings. To help people better understand the Richmond Crowe experienced, McInnes enlisted the help of the University of Richmond's Digital Scholarship Lab.
We're looking at the kind of commercial center of the city.
Director of the lab, Robert Nelson, describes their collaboration, an animated three-dimensional map that follows Crowe's steps through Richmond.
And so it kind of slowly glides into the city from above, kind of lowering down like a bird would fly.
With F.W. Beer's Atlas of Richmond as a base map, viewers see detailed architecture of the time, including dozens of buildings meticulously recreated using 3D modeling software.
First African, the Capitol, St. Paul's Church.
After reaching Shaco Bottom, the camera pulls back. Thousands of buildings fade to white, while those used in the slave trade turn red.
To give viewers a sense of the significant physical footprint of the slave trade in the commercial district of Richmond in 1853.
Joined by the lab's Justin Madron and Nate Ayers, Nelson takes me on Crowe's path, starting on Broad, outside the Library of Virginia.
Right around here would have been the railhead.
Crowe likely passed the Capitol as he made his way to the American Hotel on 11th and Main. It was there that he discovered ads for slave auctions in a newspaper. After asking for directions, he walked down the steep hill to the bottom.
We're coming up into the area that would have been the real nucleus of the slave trading district in the mid-19th century. We came down here, we're nearing 15th, and a little past that there would have been two alleys going in either direction, Wall Street or Lumpkin's Alley to the north and Locust Alley to the south.
And turning left, we walk under the freeway, the same direction Crowe took to find the short, narrow passageway, Wall Street. It was here that Crowe found the auction house where he sketched what would eventually become Slaves Waiting for Sale.
So Wall Street would have been running right, I believe, kind of right under the interstate and right near where the railroad overpass that we're looking at.
It's not easy to envision how this area looked 150 years ago. By reconstructing it in 3D, viewers can get a better understanding of both Crowe's journey and the material infrastructure that made up Richmond's slave market.
This is a part of the city that's remarkably different.
Using McInnes's research on Richmond's slave district, the Digital Scholarship Lab first created a simple 3D model using Google Earth. Last spring, they began the much more complex process of creating the 2.5-minute-long 3D video. GIS analyst Justin Madron says students hand-modeled about 40 Richmond buildings.
One of the buildings for the Exchange Hotel took one of our students about a whole semester. I mean, it's a huge hotel. He had great amount of detail in the windows. So some buildings took like whole semesters, some took a couple weeks, some took a couple months.
They knew about the footprints of thousands of other buildings, but didn't know what they looked like. So they used a program called City Engine to recreate period architecture.
So you input a set of rules and give it these kind of parameters that you want, and it randomly spits out these models. So we talked with Maury and kind of had a list of things that were prevalent at Richmond at the time, certain size windows, certain heights of buildings. For instance, there was, other than some flour mills, most of the buildings weren't over three stories. So we went through and kind of gave it those rules, and it spit out buildings that we didn't know, because our students modeled about 40, but there was about 4,000 footprints. So it was just buildings that we just didn't have any photographic evidence of.
There's thousands and thousands of frames.
Designer Nate Ayers combined all the buildings into 3D modeling software and added the flyover animation.
Basically, probably 1,000 hours of rendering time is probably what we're looking at for the final version.
The team hopes their work helps spur more immersive learning projects and new ways to understand history.
This is meant as a kind of aid to help people imagine what this city looked like in 1853 and get a kind of quick sense of the significant but concentrated footprint of slave trading within it at that time.
The Digital Scholarship Lab is presenting this 3D map during a lecture at the Library of Virginia, and they'll be at the 150th commemoration of the Fall of Richmond to share an animated map of the evacuation fires and Lincoln's visit to the city. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.